Hello everybody, it's Juan, and this is Juan's Gadget Talk for Tuesday, 10th of August, 2021. In today's episode, we have a lot of things to talk about. Xiaomi's dropped its new Mi Mix 4 phone, which really is all of its cutting-edge technology and innovation in a single phone in a glass slab that absolutely will surprise you. The more you look at it, the more it'll blow you away. It is really next generation, truly. What does it really have? Stick around, and we're going to be talking about it for the next couple of minutes. Then there was the Mi Pad 5, and alongside that, we got other things to talk about. Could we be seeing a Redmi 10? Who knows? I mean, it's coming straight after this, though, but yeah, we got a lot to talk about in today's episode, so let's get rolling right into Mi, you know, because this one's about Xiaomi in general. So it's been kind of 5 years since Xiaomi launched a Mi Mix phone. And Mi Mix is sort of the line of phones where Xiaomi really shows off its really cutting edge technology, what they've really worked in the labs, in the R&D section of their company in general. Now Xiaomi is really generally known to pack basically great value for money, and everyone knows how Xiaomi phones tend to really be. They pack they're good value for money. They pack a lot of innovative specs at a good price that you cannot really resist easily. We're talking big batteries, big cameras potentially, big storage, and big displays at good prices. But Mi Mix phones are really premium, and also, as I said, are supposed to showcase really the best of Xiaomi's innovation that we have here. And the Mi Mix 4 does not disappoint, or the Xiaomi Mix 4 as it's called officially, does not disappoint in that thought. Primarily, it has an under display camera, curved OLED display, pretty big cameras from the looks of it, 120 watt wired fast charging and 50 watt wireless fast charging, Snapdragon 888 Plus, and much more. But honestly, you can't really tell how good this phone is without really reading over its specs. So I think we got to look at the specification sheet and read over the specs, and really it will give you an idea of how much of a beast this phone is and how groundbreaking this phone is, to say the least. So in terms of specs, the Xiaomi Mix 4, as it's officially called, has a 6.67 inch curved sort of full screen display with a in-display camera, you could say, display under the camera, or you could say an under-display camera. The under-display camera is the officially accepted term in the industry, but essentially it has a 3D curved AMOLED display with a resolution of 2400 by 1080, 400 ppi overall in the camera zone, but overall it's 400 pixels per inch. It can do P3 color gambit and has a delta E of around 0.4, so it's pretty on par with a lot of the high-end phones. It has 120 hertz refresh rate and nearly four times the speed in touch sampling. You got a 5,000,000:1 contrast ratio, 10-bit true color, can do Dolby Vision and HDR10+, as I said, competing with equally similar high-end phones. Has a 360-degree ambient light sensor and has Gorilla Glass Victus on the front as its glass. You get a Snapdragon 888 Plus, which can run up to 3 GHz overall in speed and offers 23% improved AI performance. It doesn't do much, but again, does wonders if you ask some people. But overall, you get either 8 or 12 GB of RAM with 128, 256, or 512 GB of storage, and is incredibly fast with UFS 3.1 storage and LPDDR5 RAM supported, which is pretty impressive. Overall, you have in terms of cameras, you have 108 megapixel main sensor, a 1x1.33 inch HMX sensor, 1.6 micrometers, 4-in-1 superpixel support, optical image stabilization, and 7 p-element lens. Along with that, you have a 30 megapixel ultra wide angle camera with freeform lens, 120 degrees field of view, along with an 8 megapixel periscope camera giving you 5x optical zoom, 50 times digital zoom. I was going to say 5 times digital zoom, but 50 times digital zoom, and optical image stabilization support, which I think is pretty impressive. Zoom lens with OIS, not bad. Again, almost similar to the Mi 11 Ultra in the camera department. But again, pretty impressive. And then you have that built-in under-display camera, 20-megapixel sensor, 1.6 micrometer, 4-in-1 super pixel. So you also get that on a production phone, at least. This is going to be available to consumers, so you can utilize that. You get IR Blaster, NFC, and ultra-wideband functionality with point-to-connect, which is this unique differentiator. Along with that, you have a 4,500 mAh battery, along with 120-watt wireless fast charging, with 50-watt wireless fast charging that's supported on this phone. Weighs 225 grams. It has a ceramic back, so it comes in gray, white, and black completely. So it's a pretty impressive phone. If you know what you're getting here, in that sense. And you got a top and bottom speaker, firing speaker, linear, so you have stereo speakers all around. In general, this phone is pretty impressive. I mean, I told you the specs. First, we got to talk about that under-display camera. We've talked about under-display cameras before, how they're a bit of a big deal. But obviously, Xiaomi has done a lot of work behind bringing the under-display camera to the Mi Mix 4, or the Mix 4, as we'll call it here. So you have, their take of the under-display camera is called Camera Under Panel, which is what it is. And according to them, it's been iterated over 3 generations, 5 years, 6 patents, an investment of over $77 million, and hundreds of engineers working constantly over the past 5 years to bring the technology from a concept to a production phone. And you can clearly see that effort in the design, or the way these cameras have work in general. So primarily, I'll just read out how it works. So it has AI algorithms for the camera. So essentially, it will try to work through the almost blurry picture you get with under-display cameras, and sort of tweak it so that you're able to easily get a crystal clear photo. So it has software capabilities, as I tend to say, so that it obviously retains its details and colors. But interestingly enough, it has Xiaomi's own unique design, which minimizes light diffraction through a special circuit design, as well as a new transparent curved wiring indium tin oxide material coupled with imaging algorithms. So it's blending their own hardware design with imaging algorithms to give you a pretty good camera that essentially lets light through the display without a problem. So you have micro diamond pixels on the display. So it does reduce pixel size, but allows light to pass through into the camera. And then you have a redesigned circuit array. Again, that's where the ITO material comes in, the curved transparent wiring, allowing the light to pass through the camera without a problem. And then you got transparent subpixel circuits. It's transparent pretty much, but it's in a way where, again, you don't have much distortion with the camera, and it can still clearly see incredible detail, which I think is impressive nonetheless. But the thing is, according to Xiaomi, you pretty much get 400 ppi seamless viewing right in the area where the selfie camera is there, so not much distortion. You get crystal clear image, and as always, the display on the front, being Gorilla Glass Victus, it's pretty strong, but also you won't be able to tell that there's an under display camera underneath, and I think that's impressive, to say the least. And speaking of which, the display is impressive. You have an AMOLED 120Hz display, which is impressive. 2400 by 1080, which is pretty cool. 10-bit color, which is impressive. Honestly, this is almost in line with the Mi 11 Ultra already, in terms of high-end phones from Xiaomi. This is absolutely the most bananas phone you can get from Xiaomi. I'm not saying that lightly. It is an absolutely bananas phone. That and the Mi 11 Ultra, I mean, it is absolutely amazing. This is the first phone available in the market that you can get that features a Snapdragon 888 Plus, the first phone to feature that processor. It's got increased clock speed of up to 3 GHz completely, up from 2.84 GHz from Snapdragon 888. You have 20% improved AI performance, LPDDR5 and UFS 3.1 support, so memory will not be a memory speeds are not gonna be, are not going to be a problem on this phone. Interestingly, to help with that brand new processor, camera, and entire setup, it has a unique dissipate heat design or cooling design. It's got a wide graphite heat spreader, so it features an overall combined surface area of 11,588 square millimeters of graphite on a phone to give you improved cooling. And essentially, and also in the settings of the phone itself, it has energy consumption mode, so you can sort of choose your power settings, so you don't get a thermal throttled phone easily. But as I said, it has overall 11,588 square millimeters of surface area. I mean, it has a graphite cooling pad, so sort of it cools the phone off easily. And graphite is obviously is different from, say, copper, so it'll sort of cool the phone off without a problem. And in terms of camera, the back, we've seen what is on the selfie camera. It's under display, but if you want a back rear camera still, and it's impressive, you have 108 megapixel main camera, and 50 times periscope zoom camera, and a freeform ultra wide angle camera. The impressive part here is that the main and zoom sensors, the main and zoom cameras, have optical image stabilization. The 108 megapixel camera, as always, is pretty big, like the Mi 11 Ultra. The Mi 11 Ultra already has been out for a few months. If you want an equally big camera like this, then there's that option, but this also is impressive for what it is. I mean, you're not skimping out on details here. But also, interestingly enough, it has a ceramic back, as we've already mentioned. So it comes in this beautiful ceramic look, like any other Mi Mix phone that has come up till now. It's been baked at a temperature of 1,400 degrees Celsius. So it's been a special ceramic body that is going to be on this phone only. And apparently because of it, the phone's weight has been reduced overall by 30%. The new ceramic material here. So it's light, but also it's strong. And it looks beautiful. And you have a new ceramic gray color, which is absolutely stunning. It makes it one of the most beautiful phones you can buy out there straight from China. And it's actually based on a Song Dynasty porcelain. That's interesting. I never think you'd see a phone with that. So that's interesting nonetheless. And this color variant has also been fabricated by rare earth metals as colorant. So there is that gradient finish. But as I said, thanks to those rare earth metals. Don't know why I'm saying that horribly wrong, but oh well. So it has that beautiful ceramic back. And it comes in three beautiful colors. So you can choose that. You can pick that color that suits you most. I recommend black. Ceramic black looks stunning on these phones. The previous Mi Mix phones had ceramic black, and it looks beautiful. I mean, that on the iPhone, and I'm settled for life. That's for sure. Interestingly enough, the graphene. Okay, that's not the graphene part, but in terms of battery, you have that fast charging capability. 120 watt wired charging, 50 watt wireless charging. And for context, you have boost mode, so you can use both modes of charging, and you can charge your phone 0 to 100 in just under 15 minutes if you turn it on. If you wirelessly charge and plug the phone into power, it'll charge it in under 15 minutes, which I think is pretty interesting for those fast charging freaks who want more. So that's great nonetheless. But interestingly, being a high-end phone, it does come with intelligent fast charging modulation algorithm, so it'll sort of tweak your charging speeds to keep your phone's battery healthy, which I think is pretty important, because if you are excessively fast charging, it's going to cause the phone to heat and discharge a lot, if you know what I'm talking about. It has MTW technology, which reduces the heating issues that come with fast charging a phone. And it has graphene anodes in the battery, so it gives you 1,000 times more connectivity than a carbon black anode, which is interesting. It doesn't make a big of a difference, but it is it's one of those interesting innovations that they are bringing to a phone nonetheless. This phone, like most high-end phones now, features a 500 megahertz ultra wideband chip, so You can point, it'll help with your AIoT devices that Xiaomi offers in terms of picking the device up, seeing where it is, and you can sort of, and you can better detect, find your things. Interestingly enough, it has improved antenna performance feature because it will do 5G, interestingly, but it has 19 antennas built in and offers supports 42 bands with signal quality optimizations for 8 scenarios. So essentially, it'll tweak the signal or how it finds the network signal based on 8 different scenarios. So it really does suit all scenarios nonetheless. So it's quite an interesting phone for what it is. I mean, so I've kind of talked through the phone. I mean, it is incredibly impressive for what it is, and I've kind of lost my breath. It really is a high-end phone that packs quite a punch for what it is. I mean, it's got under display for starters. It's got a Snapdragon 888 Plus. It's got under display camera. The under display camera, you don't lose out on the you don't get a ghosting effect on the camera area. It maintains a seamlessly high display. You have a ceramic back, as always. 108 megapixel back camera, pretty good, along with a periscope zoom lens and ultra wide sensors. 120 hertz fast charging, wired, 50 watt fast charging, wireless, ultra wide band. Snapdragon 888 Plus. Overall, this really is a beast of this is a beast of a phone. And I mean, and if you don't care about value, honestly, I'd tell you to get this. I mean, if you want to pay anything and everything for this phone, no matter how much it'll cost around $1,000 when it does get available for importing from AliExpress. But if you want a good value for money flagship, ultra high end, you go for the Mi 11 Ultra. But the Mi Mix 4 is worth getting. It's a phenomenally good phone for what it is. I'm already a Mi fanboy, as always, so I have my fanboy bias for this, but it is an impressive phone. It's really a high-end phone. It's got everything you need when I say a premium smartphone. So, I mean, color me impressed, nonetheless. But no, seriously, aside from all the songs of praise that I'm giving here, this phone in China. Base spec will be available starting at $770, or about 4,999 yuan RMB, and then there'll be a let me just do the currency calculation right there, and then the upgraded spec from there will cost 5,299 yuan, so that's about $816 roughly, and then the maxed out spec, 12 gigs of RAM, 512 gigabytes of storage. Ceramic back, all that fast charging, under display camera, all that goodness. You can get it for 6,299 yuan RMB. So you can do the math already. That's about, in China, that's going to be about $971, around $1,000 maxed out. If this does come to Europe and Asia, and obviously, hopefully, if I mean, it's not going to come to the US or Canada, pretty much. It would be lovely, but you can't do that. But if it does come to Europe or Asia, it'll start at around $1,000. So that's to be expected with this phone, interestingly enough. So a Mi Mix 4, or the Mix 4 as we'll call it, I call it the Mi Mix 4. I mean, I don't know about you, but this is the Mi Mix 4 for me. This phone will be available from August 16, and sales will be available starting 10 a.m. August 16. Through Xiaomi's official site and stores, you know, the Xiaomi sites in China. You can go there and buy it if you live in mainland China. If you're listening it from there, then you know you can go to Xiaomi's store and pick up the phone in 5 days' time, or 6 days' time, pretty much. So next week, pretty much. And we don't know when it'll come out in the rest of the world, but hopefully this will come out to you in Europe and Middle East and Asia. It'd be lovely to see these phones in other markets, decidedly. So. Again, it is really impressive nonetheless. Xiaomi at the same event also talked about the Mi Pad 5 series, or the Xiaomi Pad 5 also, as it'll start to call it that also. They're taking out the Mi name, that sucks, but They also have shown off the Pad 5. It is an absolutely powerful tablet. It is no slouch. It really is high performance, but it really is good value for money if you know what you're getting here. This was also announced along with the Mi Mix 4. Obviously, we don't know if it will be available outside of China, but again, it is an interesting phone, interesting tablet. Again, it's been a long time since we've talked about Android tablets or Android tablets being a thing, but it is an impressive device for what it is. The Mi Pad 5 has, we'll just get through the specs, really, what you're getting here. There are two versions, the Mi Pad 5 and the Mi Pad 5 Pro. They both have a Wi-Fi only and 5G variant, so you can get it with Wi-Fi or 5G capability, so you can do that primarily. Interestingly enough, the Mi Pad 5 has a Snapdragon 860, whereas the Pro has the Snapdragon 870, so it's a really fast Android tablet, neck and neck with the options from Lenovo and Apple and Microsoft and those who make tablets in general, so it is almost comparable in performance. Both tablets offer the same display, 11-inch display with 2560 by 1600 pixel resolution, 120Hz refresh rate, 10-bit color depth with Dolby Vision supported, and True Tone technology is similar to what you get on the iPad Pro, where they'll adjust the colors based on ambient light, so it's kind of interesting. You have a 13-megapixel single shooter, and then the Pro, which is Wi-Fi only, weirdly enough, has a 13-megapixel main and 5-megapixel ultra-wide camera. It's not a big deal, but it'll come in handy for video calls and, you know, AR work and stuff. It has a you can even get a magnetic keyboard cover and stylus. Safe to say, it's awfully similar to what you get from Apple and Samsung, and you can guess how it goes from here. Also, they also sell a stylus with this, so it's interesting, and it has two buttons on the side, so it's, again, it's like the Apple Pencil, almost. It really is. Yeah, 8,600 mAh battery, that's on the Pro, and the normal Mi Pad 5 has an 8,720 mAh battery with 67-watt fast charging on the Pro and 33-watt fast charging on the non-Pro. Primarily, you get four Dolby Atmos tuned speakers, so really this is Xiaomi's answer to the iPad Air and Pro. In fact, it's competing with those devices neck and neck. But the price will surprise you. Base spec Mi Pad 5, as we'll call it, basic specs, pretty much out of the gate, Wi-Fi version, it'll cost you 1,999 yuan RMB, which is $310. Yikes. That's impressive for a base spec. This competes, again, with the iPad Air. It's knocking out the iPad Air in price specs. They haven't made a tablet in a while, but if they made one, it's incredibly impressive. And obviously, double the storage will cost you $45 extra on top of the base spec. The Pro base spec will start at $385, jumps to $430 for double the storage. And then, finally, maxed out spec with 5G in China will cost you 3,499 yuan RMB, or $540 US. Again, absolutely blowing the iPads out of the water. In fact, if you're in China, there's the iPad Pro and Air, and then there's the Mi Pad series. You want to get the Xiaomi tablets. It's a really good price for what it is. So, honestly, but as I said, this tablet will be coming to China. We don't know when this will come out around the world. But hopefully they do release it around the world. It will probably cost a bit more than what it costs in China, because obviously you have to factor in profits and other little bits and bobs with selling a premium tablet. I mean, it's a premium tablet, so it will come with a good, pretty hefty premium price. So, but if you talk about the Chinese market, it's competitive with even options from Apple and Samsung, and Huawei probably. This is cheaper than a Huawei MatePad Pro, if you look at it in that sense. So it's good value for money. I mean, innovation for everyone. They're really preaching what they're saying in that sense. It's a good tablet, and not a bad new device or a new tablet after a long, long time. You know, it's been a long time since we've seen a Mi Pad, and they've done a solid one here, that's for sure. So we've kind of all seen these high-end devices. Now you want something cheaper, right? And well, that's we all are thrifty, right? You know, this is gonna happen. So interestingly, the Redmi 10 is coming. How do we know that? There's already a leak of this phone. You'll be surprised to hear that, but yeah, it's already been leaked again. Man, as I've mentioned in previous episodes and earlier and stuff, man, it really is hard to keep secrets in the tech world unless you're Apple or something and you pay people a lot of money to not say a darn thing. But we already have a leak for the Redmi 10. So a Singaporean retailer called Quartz, which sells electronics and all that kind of stuff, they have a not available listing, but I mean it's out of stock. But I'm sure someone accidentally uploaded it to the site. But they have a listing for this Redmi 10 that, if we look at the specs, it seems like they're ready to release it eventually, and they're just waiting on Xiaomi to be like, yep, bring it on. In terms of specs here, I mean, it's already leaked, so you know. So it has a Helio G88 processor. Never heard of that, but could be the first phone to have a G88 chip. 6 gigabytes of RAM, 128 gigabytes of storage. There could be more storage variants than this. That's interesting. A Mali G52 GPU, interestingly. Plastic back. FHD display with 90 hertz refresh rate, 6.5 inches. 90 hertz refresh rate on a phone that, if we look at it primarily, it costs, starts at 249 Singaporean dollars. It's different from US dollars, but it is almost similar. That's what I know. If I just type this in, doing currency calculation, and just hold on, you're hearing it live. $183 for the spec. It's interesting. You're getting it for $183. You get microSD card support according to the listing, Wi-Fi AC support, along with Bluetooth 5.0, USB-C, 18-watt fast charging, 5,000 mAh battery, and all flavors of GPS available. Dual SIM support is there. It could be the goofy two SIMs or one SIM, one SD, you know how it goes. 4G only, not 5G, but the Redmi Note 10 series has a 5G variant, so I don't think I would need to release a Redmi 10 with 5G, that they can offer a 4G variant. It's under $200, so they might be saving money this way. And it'll come in sea blue, pebble white, and carbon gray. So if you've seen the Redmi Note series already and the other Redmi series phones, you know how the colors will go here. But this phone's not even out, and we already have all the specs here, so that's impressive. Under $190 for the Redmi 10. So overall, what we're looking at here is, it says removed, but it's still around, so I've opened it, so it's still been here. So the Redmi Note is quite popular in general, and there's the main Redmi series. Redmi 9 series has been very, very popular. As Xiaomi's grown in market share and as it's reached more and more people, the Redmi series, the main line, has really been popular with a lot of consumers. And I actually do have a lot of my own family members or relatives who have bought the Redmi 9C and the 9A, possibly the 9C. It's been quite a popular phone in Pakistan, given the specs and the price, and it's not disappointed anyone who's bought it. Interestingly enough, you have 50 megapixel rear camera, Helio G88, pretty impressive, 6.5 inch FHD plus 90 hertz display. Primarily, it has 6 gigabytes of RAM and 120 gigabytes of storage. RAM, right? I'm kind of sidetracking on information here, but in general, you having a decent phone. It's got a big back camera. It's got a decent chip. It's got big battery, big storage. Probably 120 gigabytes is not really a big storage anymore, but it's kind of there. But yeah, it's interesting that it's already been leaked. I mean, there's a listing out there with showing the phone off. So now it's under $200, that is. So Yeah, I mean, well, let's just wait till hopefully next month or two or so, when Redmi does talk about the Redmi 10. It probably will be quite hyped, like the Redmi 9 series, and probably there would be variants of the Redmi 10 that will basically be good value for money. But what I do know is that this will probably be a very popular phone, literally. In Pakistan, it'll probably sell like hotcake. In that sense, it'll sell like hotcakes, pretty much. The Redmi 9 series, as I said, has been sold quite tremendously, and this will probably be no different. So can't wait for this phone, nonetheless. Alrighty, you know what time it is? We gotta talk about leaks, and obviously this is the day, or basically that. By the time you're listening to this, it's probably Unpacked has already happened, or it's gonna happen, or it's already happened. But we gotta talk about leaks, because the leaks haven't stopped coming in, big time. So Samsung might have dropped the S21 FE in a back to school post. So Samsung weirdly on Instagram posted a photo showing for back to school, showing a Galaxy Book, Galaxy Buds Pro, an S21 FE. We haven't seen that phone in a while. We haven't heard much about it. And it's already there. You could kind of also say it's the S21 too, but they removed the post, which means it is the S21 FE as it is. So, yeah, I mean, it's surprising. I mean, seeing it, boom, right there. So, it's nothing much to see, but it's coming, guys. It's happening. And but the interesting thing is it's delayed till October because of global chip shortages, and there's the foldables that we have coming very, very shortly, and Samsung needs to put all its heart and soul into it. And they haven't been selling a lot of S21s pretty much, so they need a bit of time for them to sort of see if sales kind of grow, because people are coming in seeing the foldables and then they can't afford it, and then they buy the S21 phones. Who knows? It could be that pretty much. On the flip side, Dutch blog Let's Go Digital has released another patent render, yeah, another rendering based on a patent that Samsung filed in Germany, which means that they're looking to release a rollable phone. Then again, this is just all speculation because technology companies from time to time just file patents for concepts and ideas that they do have. But it won't really have a commercially viable, won't be commercially viable until then. But this idea is a rollable phone. And if you know previously, Let's Go Digital has posted a lot about brands looking to make rollable phones and posted patents and renders showing that design in general. Samsung's approach is a single slap phone, pretty much, and then the display sort of rolls from the right sides. So you have to click something, and it would roll from the right outwards. For you to see, and so similar to the Oppo X concept that we've talked about, and apparently they're using elastic carrier flims and a multi-link hinge system to prevent any friction and wrinkles in a display in general. And you can roll it out with a single press of with a single button that I think would be on the top of the phone. So boop, and it would just sort of open out right there. And apparently in the patent for the phone, you got three rear cameras, an under-display camera potentially. Like probably the Z Fold 3, and an in-display fingerprint sensor, which is interesting nonetheless. Honestly, we still don't know much about foldable rolling phones, let alone foldables. I think Samsung's putting its heart and soul again into foldables, so let's wait for the Z Fold 3, the Z Flip 3 to be a big hit, and then I think Samsung would probably then think about offering rollable phones. As I said, this will really change the way phones are in general. And when I say that, I mean it's going to change the way phones are sort of how they are. The form factor is going to change, and but I think one thing is for sure, Samsung is obviously a big player, so a lot of people buy their phones, and so I think it'll be a big deal in that regard, pretty much. So yeah, and Unpacked is going to be happening today, or depending on how you look at it, tomorrow or today, depending on when you listen to it. And we'll see the Galaxy Watch 4. And interestingly, Samsung has shown off the chip behind the Galaxy Watch 4, the Exynos W920, the first variable chip to run on 5-nanometer fabrication. And it's a big upgrade for Samsung watches since the original Galaxy Watch. It's, again, it's apparently a big upgrade from the Snapdragon Wear 4100 Plus, which has been on a bunch of Android Wear OS watches, you could say. It offers 20% performance boost from the previous Exynos chip that was on the Galaxy Watch. It has a low-power Cortex M55 processor that can run the always-on display. And then again, it has 4G built-in and GNSS support. So it's a more global version of GPS, pretty much. So we'll see what Samsung has to offer in the Unpacked event for their foldables and their wearables. It's exciting nonetheless. And if you're, again, excited to get your Z Fold 3, this has been leaked also already. But if you wanna know what you'll get with your Z Fold 3, in select markets and in some places, you're able to get a note pack. So with Z Fold 3, every purchase pre-order that's going to come when this phone does get announced, if you pre-order it, you'll get a case plus pen attachment, as it is a 25 watt fast charger wired along with your Z Fold 3. We don't know if this will have, if the Z Fold 3 will offer a charger in the box. I would say they won't really do it to save money or to just be cool and be a, hey, we're saving environment, right? We're cutting down carbon footprint. You know, the phone boxes shrink down so we could fit more in a shipping container. We get it, Samsung. That's why you're removing the charger. Boom. But this note pack, this goodies you'll be getting with the Z Fold 3 if you pre-order it as soon as this event happens, is going to be worth around 90 euros, which is interesting. So if you want to get the Fold, you know what you're going to get here. So that's interesting nonetheless. And finally, Realme is going to be doing its fan festival on August 18th and I think August 28th if you're in Pakistan. In Pakistan, they're going to be doing it on August 28th. I think it's just the... following week is Ashura and stuff. So they moved it to 28th August so that they could reach those consumers. Anyways, so they're going to be showing off a whole bunch of things. In India, they're going to be showing off the GT series, but on top of that, they're going to show off a new phone, the GT Master Edition. We don't know much about the GT Master Edition, but now there's a leak already of the European model that will be coming out in Europe. And we've seen the phone before and how it is. It's going to be this rugged phone back design, a bit of a tank in that regard. It has 5G support, not that bad. It has a Snapdragon 778G processor, mid-range chip, pretty good. 120Hz AMOLED display, 65W fast charging, and the box has been leaked exclusively of GSM Arena. I kind of suspect that it's Realme leaking this to get some publicity, because there's no mention of sources and all that kind of stuff. So that's interesting, pretty much. We don't know when this will come out in general, but they're going to be showing it off at Realme Fan Festival on August 28th. If you're in Pakistan, and I think August 18th if you're in Europe or India primarily. So this time it's a global celebration, so everyone will get to see this interesting master phone, the GT Master. This is a slightly toned down version of the GT. It's like the F3 GT, similarly, from Redmi, Poco F3 GT in terms of specs, or the X3 GT, give or take. So it's similar in that regard. Apparently, based on a report, the GT Master will cost starting 349 euros and 399 euros respectively for their relevant storage options. So it's interesting phone. It's looking to be an interesting little brother to the GT and a interesting mid-range phone that you should definitely look at if you can get a Realme phone. That is, they're available widely now. They're improving availability. It's available in more places. Realme especially have really been getting a bigger and bigger market share in Pakistan. I think they have around, I've seen somewhere, they have under 5% market share in Pakistan. So they're really improving their access in the Pakistani market. So they're getting to more and more people. So this will be coming to Pakistan. That's what I know. I've seen it on their Instagram page. They've teased it, similarly to the post here. So that's exciting nonetheless. So it's an interesting mid-ranger that we definitely should be on the lookout for. They're really daring to leap. What we know is that it won't have MagDart, that's for sure. Sadly. I mean, I wish it had MagDart. It would be lovely. But I do hope they do make a case for it in general. So, yeah. What do you think of everything you've heard today, including the Xiaomi Mix 4? What do you think? Let me know on Instagram and Twitter. send me a message over there if you like. I'm at @Saint_Mao99. Follow me there if you can. Subscribe to the show where you listen to podcasts. Please review on Apple Podcasts if you can. Share it to your friends and family. It's pretty easy to share the show. If you're listening from, say, Spotify or Apple or Google, you just hit the share button and rest is history pretty much from there. And yeah, Thursday, we'll basically be talking about all about the about everything from Samsung that that's come out and packed. So 20 minutes, I think a third of the whole podcast on Thursday will be about the unpacked event. So yeah, till Thursday, until we do the unpacked episode, this is your boy Mao signing out. Take care, stay safe, you know, get vaccinated, because the Delta variant is there. Take care of yourselves and your family. Have an amazing day, and yeah, have a lovely day, all right? Thanks for listening. Ciao.